Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 100% Real Podcast, where we explore the world through genuine, unfiltered conversations. I am your host, Jay Nitro. I'm here to take you on the journey, people. So buckle up, because we're about to deep dive into the topics that ignite your passion, spark your curiosity, and keep you coming back for more. Welcome to the 100% Real Podcast. Let's get real. Holy. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is iconic. Holy crap. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you the first ever three-time guest on the show. Nobody has ever been on this show three times. Like, that's never happened. But we're making it happen right here, right now, with the 100% Real Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Dre Reckless.
Yeah. What's good, bro? I appreciate you having me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's been going on with you, man? What's been going on with you?
Man, bro, honestly, just like laying low. I mean, you already know, bro. But like, to the people who don't know, you know, always recording, as always. You know, just recently got into making beats a little bit, but like,
word.
You know how I do, bro. Always working, always trying to, you know, progress, do better. You know,
facts. So, you know, 2023 is almost a wrap.
Yeah.
Almost a wrap. What is going to be next for Dre Reckless in 2024? Starting off strong.
More consistency. 100% more consistency. I feel like I've had so many, like, people like, where's the music, Dre? Where's the music? Where is that? Where's the videos?
Especially the videos.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't lived up to like the potential, bro, because I have so much potential as a like artist, like for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But like I haven't been as consistent as I should be. I haven't been as like, okay, I need to drop and actually stick to it. It's like, okay, I'm gonna drop, and then it's like, okay, let's work on the project another month. And it's like, all right, let's ready to drop in. Let's work on it another month and a half. Okay. Let's drop another week. Another 2 weeks. We're not going to do that. Like, 2024, like, off the rip, out the gate, like, I want to drop at least five projects, 2024.
Okay. Hey, facts. More performances.
Definitely.
All Hey, for those that don't know, it went down September 23rd. I ain't gonna lie. It went down. Why did that pop up? Okay, whatever. Probably because I raised my hand. That's wild. I never knew you could do that. Anyway. Man. Any collabs? Any planned collabs or anything like that?
I really don't like collab no more, but honestly, like, I really just be in my own little world. But as far as like collaborating, I do got one artist that, like, every time we lock in, it's like been progressively getting better, and like, mm-hmm. we have like such great chemistry. My boy Drew De Niro, like, he an artist too, like, he rap, he sing.
Shout out to Drew. Yeah.
My boy Drew, like, he raw with this music, like, remind me of me, bro. Like, we both got the same, like, not sound, but, like, we approach records almost the same. And it's just, like, so easy to walk in and, like, we just click. Like, all right, boom, send me a record, bro. All right. And we just know what each other want, like, when we're working on a record. So,
word.
We got something coming for y'all soon, for sure. Like, 100%. Y'all going to be getting that.
100%.
Before the end of the year, like, most likely.
100%.
top of 2024 for sure. We got
stuff playing. So, big question. Big question. So, we've known each other for a while, and I mean like way back. And I've always wanted to ask you this.
What's 5 minutes away?
How do you personally, or on a personal level, deal with, like, I guess, if you ever had anxiety or anything like that, how do you, you know, how do you push it out? You personally.
Biggest thing, like, that's like so kind of cliche, but like for me, it's just like the main thing is like knowing God gonna work it all out. But you know, besides that, just trying to like stay in the moment, like keep focused, because honestly, like all those thoughts are just a lot of it's not reality, you know, a lot of it's not true. It's not what you're living in that moment. It's the fear of what could happen or what might happen or what, you know, but at the end of the day, you got to control your reality, because no matter what, I could feel like, oh, my computer's about to die. But instead of thinking, oh, my computer's about to die, let me change that into, okay, let me plug up my computer to charge it, you know, instead of thinking the worst of it, let's, you know, change it to a positive. So I feel like, you know, it's definitely easier said than done, you know. It's not like
I feel like anxiety comes from you trying, like your thoughts are creating situations of something that, you know, in your mind couldn't happen, but you know what I'm saying? I think it froze.
Yeah, I can't. Oh, you good.
All right.
You good.
Did you catch what I said?
Yeah, but I heard you. You was like, thoughts about what could happen. But yeah, it's mainly like thoughts about more of what could happen, not the present moment. So I feel like you just got to stay present, stay
down. Yeah, facts. Stay down,
stay, keep God first. Like, I'm just,
there you go.
You got
it. They keep freezing. For those on the listening audio wise. Yeah. Trying to think of, you know, any other things we could talk about right now. Shit. I don't I can't really think of much right now. Hold on. Give me a minute. Oh, yeah. What's your favorite genre?
Like to create or like?
In general. To create, to listen to.
Creating would have to be like, it's so hard because I look at all my songs like my baby, like they're like parts of me, like so. I think all of them are different feelings. I could describe the feeling like when I rap, it's more of like a confidence feeling. Like when I go in rapping, it's like I know that I'm him. Ain't nobody like, you're not touching me. You're not, you know. And I don't mean that in like no cocky way. It's just like I'm very confident in my craft when it comes to rap. So rap is like the easiest to just get off. Like it's like, you know. So I love that. I love the sport. I love the competition. I love everything about it.
True.
R&B is more of a vibe. Like, okay, boom, we in the dark. We cutting on the LED lights, you know. We tapping into some emotion, into some feeling, into some, you know, all of that. Pop, I love, like, all of the pop songs I've made, like, I haven't really, like, tapped in.
And pop songs are a banger. I ain't gonna cap to you.
I love making the pop records though, because it just shows my range and versatility and just me
being able
to do whatever I put my mind to. I've almost experimented with almost every genre, but like I really can't pick one now. Listening wise, I would have to say probably like R&B. Like rap is cool. I listen to rap when the bros get in there. Like when I'm with the bros, we listen to rap.
Yeah.
But like on a daily basis, like when I get up in the morning, like it's R&B. When I go to sleep, like it's R&B. When I get in the car by myself, like it's R&B. But like, you know, we sprinkle rap in when we can. Like,
true. Where do you see yourself musically in 3, 4, 5 years from now?
I would like, the easiest thing for me to say is at the top of the game, because that's where I want to be. Like that's where I want to be. That's where I see myself. But like, for sure, like if not anything else, financially stable off the music, you know, financially stable. Definitely like not in South Carolina.
I feel maybe, you on that.
Maybe Georgia, Florida, but like, you know, financially stable. That's really the goal, bro. And happy with making the music. You know, but...
True. Now we're gonna get off the music topic. We're gonna go on a little tangent. You know what I'm saying? We gonna cook up how we always cook up. You know what I'm saying? You know, we like to cut up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, hey. Stop all that crying before I give you something to cry about. That, hey.
Okay.
You know, if you know, you know. Yeah.
Hey, look. That F on your report card. Go ahead and bring me that game, that phone. No TV. You ain't going outside till them grades get up. Bring me bring me them shoes. You don't need shoes. You focus on the grades. You need shoes. And for the ones that don't know what we talking about, y'all probably like, what is that? Bro, like me and Twin literally had this thing. Like a lot of times we just get on the phone and like come up with skit ideas of like childhood memories.
And these gonna come to life though. These gonna come to life. Like, most
we definitely
gonna
create a series, but like childhood
2024 skits, is like, coming.
For sure. But like childhood skits where we just like
come up with stuff like parents say,
that parents
grandparents
used to say, yeah.
All that.
Back in the day, like just bring back the memories. Like,
what's another one? What's another? Oh, I got one.
Right, go ahead.
You better be focusing on that school like you focusing on that music.
Oh my gosh, boy. You don't know how many times. Bro, I've heard that so many times. Oh my gosh. I used to hear that. Not so much recently, but like being younger, like for sure. But I've heard it being young for sure. 12, 13, 14.
You better know. Hey, man, you better have them notes down like you got them lyrics.
I remember all of that. I remember one time I love my grandma, but my grandma on my mom's side had took my whole stand, like my whole mic stand, and put it in her trunk until I got my grades up. Like was like, ain't no more of that recording. But I'm like, she didn't take the mic though. Like she took the stand, so I'm just like, okay, so I'm stuck for like a month just recording with the mic in my hand. I'm like, okay.
Hey, I was like that. I was like that before I got everything else. You know.
What's up? What else? Oh yeah, time to get in routine. Go ahead and bring that phone downstairs. Bring that phone downstairs.
That routine
get it
is
back
crazy.
In the morning. Cut off that light. Week before school, go ahead and start getting in routine.
And this when your parent come to the school. Go ahead, show up like you do in front of your friends. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Make me laugh. Go ahead.
Hey, when you get in here, don't touch nothing. Don't look at nothing.
Ha! What's another one? What's another one? What's another one? That ain't funny. That's real life. Because that could actually happen. Because, see, remember, nah. Let me tell you. See, you laughing, but let me make things let me make things clear
hey,
for you.
Parents love to like make something that ain't that serious.
Exactly, dog. I'm like, dog, it's not that serious.
It ain't what y'all think it is, but y'all overthinking it. What's another one? Oh no, but I can't think.
If it ain't safe, leave.
That's not funny.
I know it's not funny. That shit real.
It ain't safe, leave. Go ahead and leave the meat. All right, bro.
You said what?
Just go ahead and leave the meat.
Nah. I ain't one of your little friends. I ain't one of your little friends.
Like, bro, I remember I was like 4. And like this bet when my mom used to smoke cigarettes. I had crushed up my mama's cigarettes.
Oh,
Well, I'm talking about she called my dad. I got a butt with her.
when you think they forget
Like
when
four.
you think they forget about it and you try to go
They
to sleep
forget about
early.
that butt whooping. Hey, hold on. Before you even get into that one. When you up in your mom's room watching TV past your bedtime, you trying to sit there like this so she don't tell you go to bed.
Oh. Nah, I got a better one. When you ask your friend to ask your mom if they can spend the night.
I just did that.
That's crazy.
I just did that with my cousin. I was like, bro, you gotta ask him. You ain't gonna lie, you gotta ask him, dude.
Yeah, cause she, I mean, listen, bro, she'll say yes to you, but she won't say no to me, bro. It's weird.
Nah, for real, that's exactly how it be. When you and
I'm
your
like,
cousins,
bro.
when you and your cousin up past bedtime on a school night.
When you go to the family reunion and your favorite cousin not there,
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, that's gonna be hurting, boy. That's gonna be hurting.
And then they get there right as you're leaving.
Mom, can we stay a little bit longer?
Nope.
My crew.
Well,
gosh, man.
Fix your face, I'll fix it for you. Sam.
Hey, look, you know it's real when they.
Yo.
Hey, look. You know it's ruining it.
Boy.
Don't make me.
Don't play with me.
Don't worry. I got something for you when we get home.
Nah, I said no. I made the mistake whenever my mom said that. I was like, you do? I mean,
oh my God.
swear on everything. And then, like, when she was like, when the teachers be like, don't get smart. I was like, you want me to be dumb? I'm at school for a reason now. Hold on.
Coming with too smart for it, though.
That joke was so funny.
All right, we giving them too many ideas. I ain't gonna lie.
Somebody yeah. Hey. Y'all tweaking. But nah. You know, man, it's always good to, you know,
chop it up with my brother. It's all love, bro. All love.
Facts.
My guy, my day one.
If y'all don't know, you know now. 3-time guest, Dre Reckless. Dude's been going crazy.
Even crazier 2024. I promise you it's gonna be a
Hey, they don't want to know what's about to happen in Nitro in 24. We got to have a whole nother Q&A for that.
I tell you, it's gonna be a whole way for Reckless, bro. I've been so inconsistent, so slacking, so all of that. Like, y'all understand? Like, I promise, I'm about to better buckle
but
up.
Let's be honest with
long
you.
Ride.
But let's be honest with you. Let's be honest. I mean, what's the word I'm gonna use? You gotta be persistent.
I knew you was about to say that. Feel like Stevie, they be hanging. I don't see why. Purple D not leave eyes. She ain't wanna be back then. Tell me why she wanna be mine. Why she choosing? Don't ask me why. And I can't beef with no peon. Lil Drake Carter play like Dion. Say I'm serious, you like T.I. Don't play with Lil Dre, you serious. Kind of resting a brand new mirrors. I'm a star when I look in the mirror. They can talk, but I'm never gonna hear it. What's the eye? Cause I'm never gonna fear it. Talk smoke in the air, we're gonna clear it. Come on.
You got any questions for Nitro? You got any questions for Nitro? Anything?
So we gotta do an episode 4 where I interview you. That's episode 4. We're gonna do that in person. You already
know. Oh, facts. Word.
I already know, 100% podcast. We're going to switch a rule. I'm going to interview Twin. Coming soon. Don't tweet. Coming soon. I'm going to skirt. Pull up.
Right there. Anyway, this is the 100% Real Podcast.
100%.
And ladies and gentlemen.
100%.
We just kept it real.
Real.
Dre.
Keep it Reckless. Real. Dre Reckless.
We out.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of the 100% Real Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this genuine conversation about the things that matter the most. Stay tuned for more 100% Real content, and make sure you join us for our next episode as we continue exploring the topics you love. Until then, keep it real, stay curious, and never stop learning. Thank you for being a part of the 100% Real Podcast community. See you next time.